I saw the movie Unplanned a couple weeks ago. I'm sure many of you have seen the movie or have heard about it. But it's about a true story about Abby Johnson, who worked as a clinic director at a Planned Parenthood down in Texas for 8 years. And the turning point for her, what led to her conversion, was when she was asked for the first time to help with an ultrasound-guided abortion. And as she was in there, she could see on the ultrasound what was actually happening and what she had been a part of and what she had been promoting for the past 8 years. And as she was watching what happened in this procedure, it broke through all the lies that she had been told, that it's not really alive. It's, you know, a fetus isn't really a human being. You know, she saw through all those lies because she could see for herself what was truly happening. And the scene soon after that, her husband wakes up in the middle of the night and Abby's not there in bed. And so he goes out and she's on the floor of the living room crying. He asks, "What's wrong?" And she said that in her time at Planned Parenthood, she had overseen 22,000 abortions. And so she was dealing with the guilt and the sorrow that comes from the realization of what she had done and what she had been a part of. Certainly dealing with one abortion would be something that would be very difficult to come to terms with. But, you know, certainly overseeing 22,000 of them would have been very crushing. I'm sure each one of us, if we take the time to reflect, have had moments in our lives where we've experienced guilt. Recognizing things that we've done, ways that we've hurt others. And whether it's a spouse or a family member or some other person in our lives, or times where we've betrayed our Lord, you know, like Peter did during the Passion, or the realization of times where we've squandered our gifts and haven't been using them in the way that our Lord desires us to. And sometimes the question we can ask in a time like that is, could I ever be forgiven? And certainly Abby Johnson would have struggled with that question for 22,000 abortions that she had played a role in. Could she ever be forgiven of that? Our Lord gives us a very powerful and a very clear answer to that question. In John chapter 19, talks about the crucifixion account. And every element of the crucifixion account was willed by God. You know, it happened in accord with his will. He permitted every detail to happen. But after our Lord had died on the cross in John 19, it talks about the Roman soldier who goes up to him and takes a spear and he thrusts it into his side. And that spear not only went into the side of Jesus Christ, but it pierced his very heart. And as the heart of Jesus Christ was pierced, blood and water poured forth out of his side. And from the very depths of the heart of God himself came these streams of life. And this water and blood that came from his side is the font of the sacraments. You know, that water is the water of baptism. That's why the waters of baptism have their power. The blood is the blood that we're washed in when we go to the sacrament of confession and receive the words of absolution from the priest. The blood that poured forth from the side of Christ is the same blood that's in the chalice on the altar after the priest says the words of consecration. And so from that font comes the forgiveness of sins. And so not only does our Lord desire us to be forgiven and to be healed from the effects of our sin, but he allowed his very heart to be pierced because his desire to heal us comes so deeply from the very heart of God himself. And our Lord does not want to punish us for the full weight of our sins. He desires to forgive us and to heal us. And most importantly, to manifest the greatness of his mercy. And what we celebrate today on Divine Mercy Sunday is the feast of the triumph of the mercy of Jesus Christ. As he has risen from the dead, he has conquered the effects of sin. And so the saints in heaven for all eternity glorify in the victory of the mercy of Jesus Christ. Because every single saint who's in the glory of heaven is there because of the triumph of the mercy of Jesus Christ. When our Lord appeared to St. Faustina, and that's the origin of the devotion to in this feast day that we celebrate today, Divine Mercy Sunday. She had this image created, which is the image right here in front of the ambo. And there's rays of light that are coming forth from the side of Jesus Christ, rays of white and red light. And the white is the water that came forth from his side, and the red is the blood that came forth from the side of his as he died on the cross. And these are meant to emphasize for us the power of that blood and water and the desire of our Lord to show us his mercy. In today's gospel, we hear about the institution of the sacrament of confession, where Jesus Christ gives to the apostles the authority to forgive sins. And Jesus says to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." You know, Jesus Christ came to forgive sins. And a lot of times the Pharisees and the Sadducees mocked him or criticized him for forgiving sins. But he would say to people, "Your sins are forgiven." And he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." The very word apostle comes from the Greek word meaning to send. And that's the word that Christ gives here when he says, "I send you." When he says that they are apostles, that means they are sent out to continue the mission of Jesus Christ. And what is that mission? He says to them, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." And so Jesus Christ is giving the authority to forgive or to retain sins to the church, to the apostles. Our Lord teaches us in these divine mercy apparitions that there are two doors, and every single one of us must pass through one of these doors. The first door is the door of mercy. The second door is the door of justice. If we do not go through the door of mercy, and we must go through the door of justice in which we will receive the full punishment that our sins deserve. Our Lord desires us to pass through the door of mercy, but the choice is ours as to which door we choose to pass through. Abby Johnson is now a member of the Catholic Church. Her conversion led her not only away from the abortion industry and away from Planned Parenthood, but it led her to the doors of the Catholic Church, where she has found mercy, peace, and new life through the sacraments. You know, no sin is so great that the mercy of Jesus Christ cannot triumph over it. But the Lord calls on each one of us to turn towards his mercy. And on this feast day of Divine Mercy Sunday, there's particular groups that our Lord reaches out to in a special way. And one of those groups is those who have turned away from the sacrament of the Lord's mercy, those who have turned away from confession, those who have just accepted the sin in their life or for whatever reason have turned away from that font of mercy. And for those individuals, our Lord is calling out and inviting them to return to the Lord's mercy, to reflect on the power of his mercy and the grace and the gift that he gives us in the sacrament of confession. When we see the origin of that sacrament from the side of Christ, we can realize how powerful and how truly important that sacrament is. And our Lord also reaches out in a particular way to those who are lukewarm in the faith, because the lukewarm will not inherit eternal life. You know, our Lord describes in this apparition the special pain that he experienced in his passion because of those who were lukewarm in the faith. And certainly in our world, there are many people who are lukewarm. And so our Lord reaches out to that group, and he says to the lukewarm that their last hope of salvation is to turn towards the Lord, to recognize and embrace his mercy. And so now is the time, now is the day of mercy, especially as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. You know, if we wait, there's no guarantee that we'll have chances in the future, but we do have today. And we have this feast day in which our Lord, in a particular way, opens wide the doors of mercy. And so I want to close with a quote from the diary of St. Faustina, and this is from one of the apparitions where our Lord appeared to her. And I want to convey what our Lord said. This is from paragraph 699 of the Journal of St. Faustina. Our Lord said, "On that day, the eighth day of Easter each year, which is today, the very depths of my mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity.